Sam.
Well, you didn't make it easy.
No, we...
Yeah. Switching numbers there at the last minute. Pretty tricky.
Bob, I have several people here with me in Los Alamitos. Would you like them to introduce themselves?
Yeah, in a minute.
Okay, we'll wait.
Wait for the other commissioners to get on.
I'm sure how far behind we were.
Hello?
Yes, the number is 574-574-008.
Kellogg, are you on the line?
Hi, Jim.
No, I said, is Kellogg on the line?
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi, Sam.
Mr. Ed Toy, are you on the line?
No, he didn't know. Something about Bob, he lets you know he's there.
I won't be able to get up the farm. So I need
to... the director. The haircut.
Hello?
Hello? Is this the commission conference, teleconference?
Yes.
Hi, this is Neil Manzi, Fish and Game, Region 1.
Okay, Neil, welcome.
Thank you.
Mr. Mastro. Your safe seat at the table.
You can't see the seat on the phone.
We had a slight difficulty with the conference call number that was given to us. So we had to change at the last minute, so we're waiting for...
I called the 957 number.
Yeah.
What would you like me to say? No, Miss Carol?
Yeah, you sing a Christmas carol.
Is our chairman going to sing for us?
Well,
we're trying to
fill some airtime here. We don't have a quorum.
One more.
Oh, yeah. Important. 916-574. 2008.
Nobody left.
Thanks. I forgot to let him know.
Bob told me he was going to be on the call.
Right. I talked to Jim a little while ago, and he had the old number, so he's back in New York, so we're trying to get a hold of him. Hello?
When's your official day of retirement?
31st would be the first one. All right.
Sagegrass.
Good. Love to hear it.
Work to the department first.
Time to come to us then.
Yeah, okay. When they don't listen, you
got
to
come to us. That's right.
Mr. Atoy or Mr. Kellogg?
Yeah.
Which one, Jim?
Yeah, this is Jim. I had the wrong number at first.
Sorry, Jim.
Well, we did that on purpose, Jim. We...
that's fine with me. I hope you already voted, too.
How's New York?
Well, I'm born and raised in California, so that should answer that one. I hate it here.
All right, well, we have a quorum, so let's go ahead and I'll turn it over to Bob Trainer.
Okay, our first item today is, if I could announce that this is a teleconference meeting, a special meeting that was set up because we did not have a quorum on December 5th. So we have four items to consider today. One is certification of the final environmental documents on the sport fishing regulations for 2004 through 2006, possibly 2007. And then we have consideration of possible option of proposed changes to Section 112 of Title 14, California Code of Regulations regarding commercial surf perch fishery. And then we have a consideration of possible emergency action to amend Section 7.50B, 14, Title 14, California Code of Regulations, to close all fishing in Puta Creek below Lake Berryessa Dam, including Lake Solano, to prevent the spread of the New Zealand mud snails. And then the last item is to request authorization to publish notice a continuation notice to provide additional alternatives under this proposed squid regulations, and then we'll go into executive session to deal with some permit items. We'll call the roll. Commissioner or President Flores?
Here.
Commissioner Shookit?
Here.
Commissioner Kellogg?
Here.
Commissioner Hattoy? We have a quorum.
Hello, it's Bob Hattoy. Now you have more than a quorum.
Okay, great.
Now you have a majority.
We have a majority. The first item is certification of the final environmental documents, adoption findings, and proposed our project or an alternative, and then final adoption of the 2004-2006 sport fishing regulations, both inland and ocean. Commissioners have been provided with copies of the final environmental documents. If they have any questions, the department will respond to those. If not, the motion would be in order to certify the environmental documents.
I'll move we certify the documents.
I'll second it, Mr. Kellogg.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Roll call. We got to do a roll call.
Okay.
Do a roll call vote. Commissioner Shookit?
Aye.
Commissioner Kellogg?
Aye.
Commissioner Hattoy?
Aye.
Commissioner Flores?
Aye.
Passed unanimously. The commission on December 5th met as a subcommittee. We heard public comment on the proposed amendments to the regulations. On the inland fishery side of things, the proposal that had the most discussion was the Upper Owens River. The subcommittee did not take any action or make a recommendation to the full commission. Commissioners have received correspondence on this issue. I'll just turn it over to Dr. Ed Pert to maybe summarize the alternatives that's before the commission, and then I think we'll take care of that one. And we have some comments on the New River that was a public recommendation, and then if there's any other of the inland fishery proposals that the commissioners have any questions on, we can respond to those, and we can adopt all of those at once if that's your desire. Dr. Pert?
Yeah, so the Upper Owens is to amend subsection B-134B of section 5.0, and we have two alternatives included in the packet. However, just to make sure this is clear, you have the third alternative, which would be preferred by the fly fishing conservation organizations who represent most of the comments. And the first alternative is in the area from Benton Bridge downstream to the fishing monument. The open fishing season would be from the last Saturday in April through the Friday preceding Memorial Day, and from October 1 through November 15th with a 2 to 4 fish daily bag limit. So we have a range there as one option for you. So in other words, you have sort of the beginning of the trout fishing season and the end of the trout fishing season that we're proposing to open up, which is now closed, and you can have a range of daily bag limits there. And this section would also be open, as indicated in the current regulation, from the last Saturday in April through September 30th with a five fish daily bag limit. So the middle of the season would stand as the way it is now. The second alternative is just to open up that season at the beginning of the end of the trout fishing season to a five fish daily bag limit. So you would have a five fish daily bag limit throughout the fishing season with no gear restrictions in that section of river. That's the downstream section from Benton Bridge to the fishing monument. So, and then the third would be to keep that area closed to fishing at the beginning and the end of the season as it is now. And just to be clear, we had a lot of discussion on this. Most of, I would say, the comments were from fly fishing organizations who don't want to change the regulation. The department's official recommendation is to open the season with a five-fish daily bag limit and no gear restrictions, and that's based on our scientific evidence that we have that indicates that there will be no impact to that upstream fishery. However, and also the fact that the department would like to have the fairest and most equitable distribution of public resources that we can if we feel that the fishery can sustain that level of harvest, which we do. However, we also have this other option, which includes a reduced bag limit if the commission so chooses to make a change but not make it as drastic as the department feels is recommended. So you have those options in front of you.
You guys? I've got a question. Because I've been back here, I haven't probably received all the information that I should, but one of the things that Commissioner Hatoya and I did was encourage, I mean, he's right, there was an awful lot of fly fishing groups that testified in support of leaving it the way it is, but there was one or two, at least one that I can remember, that talked about supporting a recommendation based on and making it, these were bait and lure fishermen, and we encouraged that person to have other people that felt the same as him to make contact or write letters or something, and I was just curious if any of that's taken place.
Hey, Jim, there is a petition signed by a lot of folks that use, Browns?
Yeah.
Browns Camp. Yeah, Browns Campground.
There's also a letter from the Mono County Fisheries Commission.
Right, that we received last night, and I faxed to all the commissioners.
This has been a debate as long as I've been on the commission.
Yeah.
I mean, and it occurs to me that there's nothing we can do that makes everybody happy here.
Hey, Sam, if you remember, this is what they called the florist closure.
Yes, that's right. I'd forgotten, but yeah, now that you mention it, I remember.
Hey, what I have found out that I wasn't there, unfortunately. I wish I had been, because I know how important this is to a lot of different people, but my understanding is the fisheries has really come back and tremendously because of the closure. I'm one who wants to see the closure remain intact, at least for another cycle, so we can see how much more impact it has. But, you know, from what I hear, the guides that work that upper stretch are saying that the fish are coming back like they've never come back before. And one of the reasons to shut it down was because the department biologists felt that there was no impact on fish migrating up there any damage potential to the reds. But obviously, if the fisheries has come back, that actually, I think, contradicts that argument. So I'd like to see it remain as is. Another cycle, let's we're not Mammoth or Bishop next year. We're in Bishop, aren't we?
Bridgeport
next year. Why don't we put this on and have all the locals and folks come and testify before us in Bridgeport and take it up as sort of a separate item if we can. That would be my recommendation. Anybody else?
So wait, Michael, let me just understand. So that you're saying we keep
leave it like it is until then, you mean?
Bridgeport.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least because one more cycle, because what I'm hearing is that it's really rebounding. So
that's what my confusion is.
Pardon?
my confusion is what Sam said and what you said. My confusion is we can't make everybody happy, but that doesn't bother me about making people happy. What bothers me is the biology of the resource seems to be taking two different courses. Our department is saying that there's been no impact on the resource, and that we're therefore open it up again. And the fishermen up there are saying that the fishery is rebounding, and they have, you know, lots of stories and analytical data on that. If the fish are rebounding, then maybe we need to let them do that for one more season and not just bring it back, you know, to the way it was with a little bit of improvement, that's been shown. I mean, I'm kind of leaning towards keeping it closed, but letting the locals convince us otherwise at the Bridgeport meeting, too. And I think one season of increase is a good sign, but it doesn't mean we should open it to potential threats to the resource in the future kind of thing, unless we have demonstrated, you know, knowledge that it's not going to impact it. So I'm willing to support that recommendation also.
Jim, do you have any feelings on the issue?
No, I'm willing, I'm not being a fly fisherman, I have sympathy for the guys that fish with bait and lures, but I also agree that, you know, just one more season is not going to have that much impact. And if we could hear from all the local people that actually are the participants there at the Bishop meeting, then I think we could have a better understanding of what to do next time.
Well, I'm in agreement with our president, and I guarantee that we will hear from everybody.
That's good, though. I want to. So that's a challenge to them.
I'm willing to make a motion that we leave it like it is.
Yep.
And revisit it after testimony for the next season.
Jim, we don't need a motion in this case, so we just
okay.
As is.
All right. Yeah. We just leave it like it is.
Right.
Okay.
As it is. Commission takes no action then.
Okay. Right. On the New River, there were some public recommendations made, which the department did not pick up, so there was no alternative that was noticed. But there's been some discussions regarding a possible opening of the New River to fish summer steelhead. Since the New River is a tributary to the Trinity River and we deal with the Klamath Trinity regulations beginning in February through April of next year, the department is recommending that they'll come to us in February with a list of alternatives on the New River, and we'll deal with that issue as part of the Klamath Trinity regulations. So since there's nothing noticed now, there's no action that we could take on any of the public recommendations at this time. So this would be the soonest that we could deal with that issue. And that's just an informational item for the commission. Are there any other inland fisheries alternatives that we need to discuss?
I think we covered everything. Don't you, Bob?
Sure. That's all I remember.
The only thing we were talking about was you did mention in your opening statement about Bay Delta enhancement stamps, and we had a modification to that we wanted to. But that's aside from.
Right, I was going to do that separate. Okay. If not, we can go to the marine proposals. There's two in front of the commission. One that deals with the abalone punch card, and then one that deals with boat limits.
Could you share the recommendation of Commissioner Hattori and myself on the boat limits with the other commissioners?
After receiving public testimony on December 5th, the commission subcommittee of Commissioners Kellogg and Hattori recommends to the full commission alternative 2E as the one to go with.
Can you read that alternative for us?
Yeah.
Or summarize it for us?
Unfortunately, Mike and Sam, you guys got to miss out on the hours and hours and hours and hours of testimony that me and Bob heard that day.
We thank you for that.
And
pretty much, Jim.
Yeah, thank you.
The almost unanimous, the speakers were in favor of that recommendation.
That's the one that they want.
Did And what
yep.
is it?
I even got applause when I said I was supporting it. You know what I mean? So that's how good it was.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Marine, but that's the one where there's boat limits. But the crew...
Did you wish me to recap 2E?
Yeah. And maybe you could do that in the context of, I mean, give us a sense of what the set of alternatives is, and then...
Okay. There are basically 5 alternatives. However, 3 of them, as far as we're concerned, are not compatible with existing statutes that... prohibits the taking of fish under the authority of a sport license for profit. And so that leaves 2B and 2E. 2B, both 2B and 2E allow only passengers to be counted in the boat limit. The big difference between 2B and 2E is that in 2B, crew fishing is not allowed, and so no fish taken under the boat limit, fishing is not allowed by the crew or the operator. And there can be no fish left aboard at the end of the trip. 2E authorizes the crew to take, the operator and the crew, to take and retain their own fish with the provision that they do so under their own sport licenses and keep their catch distinctly separate from the passenger fish. From a marine enforcement perspective, our marine enforcement prefers 2B. Because they believe it would be easier to enforce. However, 2E is supported by industry because, in large part, because crew members, a big piece of the participation for crew members on CPFVs, on commercial passenger fishing vessels, is the fact that they get to fish.
Okay, and our colleagues who sat through the hearings are recommending 2E.
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay.
We talked to the enforcement guy, that head of enforcement, and he of course, you know, because we were concerned about that, and he gave his recommendation in support of 2B, but admitted to us that 2E could be enforced, and of course, he then appealed to the boat owners, saying, you know, the onus of this is on you to make it work, and if it doesn't, and we hear about, you know, crew doing things, we were guaranteed and assured by them that they wouldn't, but if we told that, we could revisit this again and you know, change that. But the enforcement guy said it could be enforced. It could be a little harder, but as long as people cooperated, just like we passed speed limits and people still speed.
They admitted that in this industry, the same as any industry that any of us are in, there's a few bad apples.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be those few bad apples no matter what regulation we pick, and they will do their part in helping us and expose them. So,
an interesting woman, fisher boat owner in San Francisco, said that if any of them broke the law, we could turn them over to her and she would take care of them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm comfortable with 2E.
Okay, do I have a motion?
I'll move that, 2E.
And I'll second it.
Okay,
call the roll.
Commissioner Shookit?
Aye.
Commissioner Kellogg?
Aye.
Commissioner Hattoy?
Aye.
Commissioner Flores?
Aye.
Okay, that passes. Are there any questions or comments on the abalone punch card options?
What's it again?
If not, I recommend that we have one overall motion to adopt your sport fishing regulations.
I missed the hearing, so what's your recommendation?
Patty, you want to go over the options on the abalone punch card?
The abalone punch card proposed regs are essentially to improve enforcement and to make the requirements more clear to people who fish for abalone. It clarifies that the report card is needed only by those who must have a fishing license. It clarifies reporting procedures, such as the card has to be filled out immediately when returning from the water to a boat. The hole punch that's created has to actually be removed, and the location card has to be reported. I'm sorry, the location code has to be reported on the card. and it requires the license agent to cross-record the punch card and the sport fishing license numbers on each of those documents. And so it improves our ability to enforce the use of the punch card, which ought to improve the information we get from the punch cards as well as our overall management ability.
This is no hanging chads, right?
Exactly, no hanging chads.
And still not mandatory to turn it in, correct?
Correct.
That's correct.
But we're going to get there someday, right?
Yes, I hope so.
We're automated.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Well, go ahead, okay. Jim.
I just make a motion that that we adopt the 2004 sport fishing regulation.
Second.
Commissioner Kellogg?
Aye.
Commissioner Shookit?
Aye.
Commissioner Hattori?
Aye.
Commissioner Flores?
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen. Our next item is consideration of possible adoption of proposed changes to Section 112, Title 14, California Code of Regulations, commercial surf perch fishery. Commissioners have been provided with the proposals before you. We did not receive any public testimony on December 5th. Recommendation is to adopt the proposed changes.
Would you like a brief summary?
This is Eric Larson. I'm here too, Patty, if you need me.
Go ahead, Patty.
Okay. This essentially extends the existing seasonal closure for the commercial fishery by 2 weeks. It's currently from May 1st through July 1st, and this would extend it to July 15th on the far end. We've continued to have concerns about declines in catch size, catch per unit effort, abundance for surf based on both fishery-dependent and independent information. As you may know, surf perch are live bearers, which means that they produce a relatively small number of young at a time. If you recall, the commission made changes to the sport regs in the past year or two that decreased the daily bag limits significantly, established a minimum size for redtail surf perch, and provided for some seasonal closures in San Francisco and San Pablo Bay. The commission recently acquired authority to manage the commercial surf perch fishery, and this is an adjustment to that, to an existing seasonal closure that we think will further help us manage this resource.
And Patty, if I could just add, this is Eric Larson. The closure is actually to the end of July. It currently closes on July 15th now.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
It's a two-week extension.
It's essentially the same thing. I just had the closure at the end of the season date incorrect, but Eric's right.
Any questions?
No.
Motion?
Move the department's recommendation.
Okay.
Seconded.
Call roll.
To extend the surf perch closure date to the end of July rather than the middle.
Okay. Commissioner Kellogg?
Aye.
Commissioner Shookit?
Aye.
Commissioner Hattori?
Aye.
Commissioner Flores?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is consideration and possible emergency action to amend Section 7.50B, 147, Title 14, California Code of Regulations regarding closing all fishing in Puta Creek below Lake Berryessa Dam, including Lake Solano, to prevent the spread of New Zealand mud snails. As the commission may recall, on December 3rd, Granite Bay Flycasters and others brought this issue to the commissioner's attention, requested that we schedule this item for your December 16th teleconference meeting to consider emergency action. Dr. Pert is here to discuss the department's proposal, if you wish. Basically, I think they're going to look at eradication procedures or possibilities during this 120-day closure.
Chair, move.
Yeah.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Call the roll.
Commissioner Shookit?
Aye.
Commissioner Kellogg?
Aye.
Okay. Commissioner Hattori?
Aye.
Commissioner Flores?
Aye.
Thank you.
I have one question, though, while everybody's there. Has there been has snail been identified in any other creeks or streams since our last meeting?
No, not. This is Ed Pert. My knowledge is that there have been no new sightings or identified locations where these snails have been found on the west slope of the Sierra, outside of course, where they were, the Owens, Hot Creek, and then out here at Puda Creek, since the discovery of Puda Creek. So, no is the answer to you, simply.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. Item four is the request continuation notice authorization, the SQUID regulations. Just briefly, we're not prepared to adopt the draft FMP yet or the regulations. There's been considerable public discussion about alternatives. In fact, there was a proposal for the commission to consider emergency action to close fishing north of Pillar Point. However, that proposal has been withdrawn and some alternatives have been suggested. This item is solely to get authorization from the commissioners for your staff to publish additional alternatives for you to consider. Patty or Maria, do you want to summarize the proposed alternatives that you've provided the commissioners have as part of their analysis?
Thank you, Bob. I had my staff look through notes from the meeting to capture all of the ideas that were presented. I grouped them into two major categories, one of additional options to address resource issues and options to address management or administrative issues. And within each of those, the first one under the resource issues, there were several requests to add variations existing proposed regulations that are currently in the package for areas north of Monterey, primarily for seabird protection, and there was also a request to extend the closure period at the Channel Islands that's proposed in the regulations for Channel Islands. To include a longer time period from February 1st to November 30th. Currently, it's in the package as February 1st through September 30th. And then under management issues that people were interested in is extending the initial issuance qualifying window period to include through March of 2003. Currently, it includes the time period through December 31st, 2002. There was suggestion to add some management districts and also to distribute these special permits that we've made provisions for in the document to actually distribute those on some sort of a regional basis in the northern portion of the state. And then there was a request to establish individual catch quotas for the squid fishery by vessel. That's the sum total of what we were able to capture from public comment.
Okay, thank you, Maria. Commissioners, have any questions?
So in suggesting a continuation, we're essentially saying that we're going to take some more time to sort all this stuff out?
Correct.
Okay.
Excuse me, commissioners?
Yeah.
This is Maria. What actually we're interested in is having the commissioners narrow down that range of of options that the public expressed at the last commission meeting. There is a desire on everyone's part to create regulations to fit their specific needs, and we're concerned that the range of options it continues to grow and the FMP gets further and further away from adoption as we go down this road to add options to the package. So based on the list that I provided to you, I would hope that you can help us by narrowing down that list of other items that we add to the document and the regulation package.
Do any of the recommendations not delay the FMP?
No.
They all take notice, right? So.
They all take notice. There's also an issue with the FMP as it currently stands. People are interested in being able to look at a revised draft, and there are a couple of issues that we're closely looking into in the FMP itself, not in the regulations, that we're interested in making sure satisfy the requirements of CEQA before we lay it in front of you and have you adopt it as a CEQA equivalent. So we are looking for a delay ourselves in bringing the document to you for adoption at this date. So it's kind of two issues. There's still the request to delay adoption, and then secondly, there are some requests by the public to add new options into the package. If I may, there at the commission meeting, there was an offer by NRDC to host a workshop between the environmental community and the fishing community to discuss issues related to birds, squid fishing, and the use of light north of Monterey to try and come to some meeting of the minds of what might fit the needs of both sides. I don't know when that's going to take place, but I would suggest that relative to including options for bird issues north of Monterey, that maybe we wait until we see what the outcome of that workshop is. I'd hate to draft something up and then have the workshop come up with something slightly different.
Right. So I think if we removed the consideration the things that are going to be considered by the stakeholders in the workshop, that takes a substantial numbers of the important recommendations out off of the table, don't they? Doesn't it?
It takes certainly three items off of the list out of.
It's important that we hear from those folks who have all agreed to sit down and maybe work this out without us having to force a decision on them, kind of.
That's
fair, but I'm not sure.
We told them to do the same thing that the herring fishermen did.
Yeah, and they've agreed to do it, and yet the recommendations are on the table. So if we're helping Maria and her staff winnow down the workload, I think agreement between the environmental community and the fishing community to work on this helps us do that.
Commissioners, if I might also make a couple of other suggestions. I do think that providing for a longer window period for a seasonal bird closure at the Channel Islands is a very easy and doable change to the document or the regulation. So if we're interested in extending a closure period, that is doable. Under the issues for management, the things that aren't really doable at this point is establishing a system of individual quotas, catch quotas.
Yeah.
And relative to adding new regional boundaries and management within boundaries, at this stage, we've provided an option for you to have discretionary authority over 5 permits to be given to any individual, any place in the state to develop a squid fishery in an area that currently isn't being utilized. So
Maria, does that cover the gentleman that came from Fort Bragg wanting to be considered for that area?
Yes. You would have the discretion of giving that to whomever and wherever you chose. He was suggesting that you parcel those out in a specific manner. So I'm just saying that the option is there to give them to whomever, and he would get in the line like anyone else. And right now we're not recommending regional management for the squid fishery. We have some options in the package dealing with regional catch limits. We've made that south of Point Conception and north of Point Conception as a region. But we don't have anything beyond that type of a regional approach. And I don't know what this region might be, where those delineations might be from the speaker. Zeke, I think, gave that recommendation, but there was no specific area.
Okay.
And then relative to the initial issuance period, right now it runs through December 31st, 2002. The request was to extend that to March 31st, 2003. Looking at the data, that would result in allowing four extra individuals to be considered for restricted access.
Bringing the total to what?
Well, it depends on what your criteria are that you choose, but
right.
It would add four extra vessels to be in the pool of
be in
individuals.
The pool.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's just increasing the pool slightly.
So you're, in essence, recommending that we let the stakeholders hash out the issue of birds and lights north of Monterey. We keep in the possibility of extending the closure around the Channel Islands, and other than that, go with the existing package.
And yeah, and the only other thing I heard you recommend, as I understand it, is that we consider the recommendation to allow us to have the authority to grant the new fisheries up at Fort Bragg if we so choose.
Well, that's in the existing package.
Okay.
The existing package gives you discretion over five permits, regardless
right.
of where or what qualifying criteria.
Right.
From a staff point of view, I would recommend that you extend the initial issuance window to March 31st, 2003.
Which would allow for four more?
Well, the possibility depends on what you end up with your restricted access regulation.
Why do you ask that, Bob?
My understanding is there's at least two of those that had vessels under construction this time period that have been long-time squid fishermen that be cut out. But this, I mean, all it is...
It would help reduce the number of permit appeals.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll have to get an executive session anyway.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm okay with that too.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't mean you have to adopt it. It just means you have that as an option.
As an option.
And
right.
You hear
right.
public debate over whether or not you really want to. When you come down to the adoption, which window period you want. But if you have a range, then it covers all the possibilities.
And that's an easy one to accomplish also for us.
Okay.
So right now I have the two options that you want included in the renotice, which is extending the closure period to November 30th for bird issues in the Channel Islands, and to extend the initial issuance window period to include through March 31st, 2003.
Uh-huh.
And we'll wait for results of the workshop between the industry and the environmental community relative to bird issues north of Monterey and see what that comes up with, and present that to you and see what happens at that stage.
Yep.
Works for me.
MERT works for me.
All right. One of the issues is also how much of a delay can we bargain for? The way I see this is if you want to do the adoption of this document and regulations in a in an area that's along the coastline, the first opportunity is May. That would be a real crunch for us to try and do all of this and provide you with the opportunity to hold your public hearing and any additional options that might arise from the comments at the public hearing and the workshop to take place. So I'm suggesting that the late August meeting is more appropriate for us to be looking at to have you adopt the FMP. And that provides you with meetings in between to hear discussion and public comment.
And where is the late August meeting?
San Luis Obispo.
Yeah. This is Bill Cunningham. Maria, if I might ask a question. One of the things I thought we got from the early December meeting was the fact that NRDC and Ocean Conservancy, while they withdrew their petition for regulations, still wanted consideration of at least interim regulations going into effect February 1st for the Farallons, and that while they were willing to host a workshop, it wasn't in lieu of interim regulations. They hoped that at least something would be in place so that they could then have a more lengthy discussion about how to fine-tune those protections. You're suggesting that we go till August. We're not even going to have a regulation in place to address their concerns until sometime in September or October.
And I think they'll come back with an emergency action request.
They're going to be back on our doorstep about February 15th.
Yep.
For rulemaking again if we don't look at this issue.
First of all, the fishery in that area is very seasonal and erratic. Fishing up in that area wouldn't probably take place until fall. Anyway, if it even showed up there this year. And then there's a question I have, Bill, to you. Currently in the regulation package, there is an option or noticed regulation to take care of that issue in that area. Is it not under the purview of the commission to adopt that at any time since it's noticed as an interim regulation outside of the FMP?
The problem is the commission's going to have to then make a decision to split its regulatory process and isolate that piece out and go forward with that as a public hearing on the interim regulation, and then retain the rest of the package for a later consideration. And if that's the commission's wish, then we need to perhaps look at that as well at this point in time.
Any questions or comments?
Somebody say something. I thought I got disconnected.
No, I mean, I understand the staff needs till August to do this. It concerns me because the fishery does get active in the fall, so if there was any delay in August, we would have no protections, no new protections to the fishery, obviously, until the following year. And then the environmental community's concern about emergency action is going to be back in our face unless we have some plan. So I don't know what to recommend is what I'm silent about. Because I think we need to give ample time for departments to do what they need to do, but we need to address the emergency considerations or we're going to get slammed.
Have we held a hearing or have we dealt with in a hearing the emergency closure? I mean, was there a full, debate over that?
No. What happened was at your October meeting, the issue came up and it was requested that we schedule it for the November meeting.
Which was then canceled.
We then canceled. And so the first opportunity was in December. Well, NRDC and the Ocean Conservancy and Fish and Wildlife Service, Park Service, others said, well, there's no need urgency regulation now. There's no fishing going on. That's when they came with these additional options to go to notice with for protection around the Farallon Islands. And which the department is now saying, let's wait until after they hold their meeting with the fishermen to decide what crew options they will end up with.
Okay. Well, personally, I'm comfortable letting the stakeholders have a chance to work this out, and if it doesn't happen, then some of them will come to us and ask us for emergency closures, and, it will add to our agenda load next year, but that's life.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, then do we have a motion?
What Sam just said.
Well, we're moving to to publish a continuation notice of our intent to adopt the SQUID FMP package, and we want to include the newly raised possibility of extending the closure for birds at the Channel Islands. And am I leaving anything out, Maria?
And to extend the initial issuance window period to...
To extend the initial issuance, right, window period to March.
Okay, those two
items. Those two items.
Do I have a second?
Second it. Second.
Call the roll.
Commissioner Schuchat?
Aye.
Commissioner Hattoy?
Aye.
Commissioner Kellogg?
Aye.
Commissioner Flores?
Aye.
Okay, passes unanimously.
Thank you.
I'm sure this will be discussed at our next Marine Subcommittee at length. Before we close and go into executive session, we wanted to bring to the Commission's attention a clarification on an action you took on December 3rd regarding the Bay Delta stamp and the geographic area. Dr. Pert?
Yeah, we just wanted to clarify there was a mistake in that regulatory language. For the San Joaquin River, we indicated that the Friant Dam would be the upstream boundary, and Mendota Dam, which is further downstream, is the actual boundary on the San Joaquin River. So we were clarifying that language, and we apologize.
And we added the...
The Cosumnes River, we have the area west of Highway 99, and that is based on the fact that that is in almost all years the limits of anadromy in that system, and that seems to be the intent of the location, so we went with that particular location.
Oh, okay, so you don't have to go all the way up there.
Yes, it doesn't go all the way up, and we did talk to many folks within the department, and there was consensus after debate about the fact that you would go up further, that that area west of Highway 99 was the best.
The Mendota Dam is west, is east of 99, isn't it?
Mendota? Yeah.
The one you just mentioned.
Right. But that's on San Joaquin. Right.
All right.
Okay.
I've already heard about this, so I explained to a newspaper reporter what the intention was.
Thank you.
Okay.
We apologize for the inconvenience.
If there's no other discussion, then I'll ask the department people to hang up, and just Commissioner Schuchat, Kellogg, and Hattoy stay on the line for our executive session.
Okay.
We should be too long. No, I'll get him out of here. Aaron Bloom. Hey, how are you? Hey, good to see you. What are you doing, hiding back there?
Yeah, hiding out. Low profile.
Nice shirt.
Smart guy.
Gee, is that what they hand out over there?
No, this is
Ida.
Oh, man. I can
set you
up.
All right.
They're going to press it like that.
been out duck hunting at all?
I haven't gone out yet. I haven't bought duck stamps yet.
Really, neither have I.
Everybody
I did. I went out once. It was
Bob.
All these pintail were landing on us. Oh,
oh
couldn't shoot them.
Bob Crane.
Boys, you just said you didn't buy a duck stamp yet. Now you say you did go out hunting. What's the deal?
Oh, I did. I forgot I did. I forgot I did.
It's a special prerogative of the president of the commission.
All right, we'll see you.
Make sure he gets permit number one.
Bob Craner.
No. Yeah, for 2004.
Did John get it again?
He got it this year.
When I meant to bring his thing, I have it at home.
John.
Bob Craner.
Who are the young kids that came in?
That's what we were wondering.
Booty Creek people.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. Well,
they left
right
after
food.
Yeah,
find
that's
out.
What I thought.
I was supposed to talk to Jerry now. I'll go see if I can
who's the guy with the ponytail?
No, Ken Davis, he's the guy who surveyed.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
Okay, Bob Craner.
Yes.
Hey, Bob, I'm back on.
This is Steve Matthew, AGP Video.
Thank you.
Just getting ready to go.
This is Steve Matthew, AGP Video.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Is that in the back?
No, Bob Hattoy. Oh.
Yep.
Was your doctor friend down at USC, Levine? Yeah, okay.
Did you meet her?
Huh?
Did you meet her?
My doctor that's doing my stuff is one of her best friends.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's a brilliant woman.
He knows her real well. He said that. Yeah.
She's brilliant.
Hey, Toy?
Yeah?
Where are you?
I'm in a car wash in L.A.
Do you reach my cell?
What?
I need to talk to you afterwards.
Yeah. I'm on my cell phone right this second.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, ready to go?
Sam, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I heard a fourth voice in there.
Yeah, this is Steve Matthew, AGP Video.
Yes.
Okay, I've been checking in and out. Is the open meeting now being closed?
Yes, it is.
Very good, then. I'll close out and sign off.
Just because it's been in Young.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
So does that mean that our meeting went out on radio?
Yes.
It hasn't gone anywhere yet. It's just been recorded.
It's for the diehard fans who can't miss a beat.
Right.
No, exactly. It's like Paris Hilton.
Right.
You
know? Hey.
But don't send that video back to New York after my comments about this place.
Right.
I'll send a copy to you guys first.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.